is Cox Health Plans has a rate cap that they've put into their offer of 12%. It's actually 6% below a certain loss ratio, 12% if it's above a certain loss ratio, but worst case scenario, it's 12%. With United and Anthem, for that matter, there is no rate cap as part of their offer that's on the table right now. And so the concern, obviously, would be is if we were to switch to either United or Anthem, that next year then you'd be looking at a renewal increase that maybe could be pretty high. I was just talking with Mrs. Moeller back there. We have a group in West Plains that we just took over as the broker of record. They had moved from Cox to United. That group is getting a 19% rate increase on their first renewal from United. We had another group in Springfield with a similar situation. They had moved from Anthem to United, and their first year renewal was a 29% increase. And so I have a concern. It's obviously a very good offer on the table. One of the things about it that is nice, but we're going to have to work through it, they have both Cox and Mercy in network as opposed to just Cox, which is the program that you have now. So that is an enhancement. There's some pros and cons to that, because if you move to a Cox plus Mercy plan and then in another year you're looking at an option that maybe just has Cox with it, then people, you know, maybe have to switch doctors or whatever, so it's something to be mindful of. I think in Taney County, we're always going to need, you know, Cox has a much bigger footprint down here, and so we would probably always want to have them as part of the offering. Mercy, it's nice to have them, but again, Cox Health Plans that you're currently with does not have, obviously, an option through Mercy. So, all this to say, and I just talked with Mrs. Moeller, and she's agreeable, as always, to work with us. Unfortunately, we have the great holiday of deer season around here that we have to work around. If we wait, and I have you vote on this next week, giving me time to go back to try to solidify the offer, I'm trying to get United to give us a second-year rate cap. And I'd like to be able, if you guys give me direction to do so, to go back to Cox Health Plans and make sure that they've got the best offer that they're going to put on the table here. And if we do that, we can vote next week, and then we'll do open enrollment the week after Thanksgiving, which we've done before, and wrap it up right there the first couple days of December. Any questions?
When we go out for bid and they put their bid in, can we go back to one and ask them to lower a bid after?
This is a negotiated bidding process. So, yes, we can. So this was not sealed or, you know, anything like that. The way the insurance carriers do this today, and it didn't used to be this way, and I don't like it, but they won't quote United or Anthem in either of these cases. They wouldn't quote until we showed them Cox's renewal. And so turnabout can be fair play.
Okay.
If United and Anthem get to see Cox's renewal before they give their offer, then I don't have any problem with going back to Cox and saying, okay, well, you know, what are you going to do?
That's just different than most bids I've seen.
Right. And it is, with health insurance, it is kind of goofy. You know, normally, I used to just tell them, no, you can't see the renewal. Bid, give me your best shot, and then we'll just go from there. They just literally won't quote without getting a copy of the renewal at this point. So, it's only fair to go back to the incumbent.
Now, which I've heard this from many people, like on car insurance, you have to change every few years because they keep raising you after they once get you. But if we went with United or whatever insurance group we went with, and there's an option whether we renew or not the next year.
That is correct. You can absolutely move if Cox will quote, which oftentimes, if you move for price, oftentimes the carrier you moved from won't bail you out the next year, right? If United gives you a thing, but you know, the fact that Anthem has given a good quote here gives me some comfort that at least we've got others that are interested in the county's business if for whatever reason we needed to move from United in year two.
What you proposed makes sense as far as going back and negotiating and seeing where they all land.
We just talked about that. I would be surprised if Cox were to come back and match this offer. And frankly, they can't match the fact that Mercy's part of this offer. But I think there's a reasonable chance they could come back with a lower rate. I think they would. I think they're, you know, would like to keep the business. And then a big part of that is whether United's willing to give a second-year rate cap or not as part of their offer. If they are, then it probably makes sense to look at making a change. If they're not, and particularly if Cox comes down, then I'd leave it to this austere group to decide which one you prefer to go with.
You think you can have that done? You said by next week or this week, so we can make a decision next week.
I'd try to get right back on the agenda for next week and come back here and try to get it wrapped up.
Just so happens the three that can put you on the agenda is sitting right here.
Well, there you go.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, I'd like to see you go back and see what they do.
I was hoping, and should have shared it all along, when we raised our deductible on all the employees last year, I was hoping to lower that deductible a little bit to make it, we raised the deductible on the employees, and then we did, I think, 50% of the family, doing to the number of the families that are on it, and doing to the number of the employees that the 6,000, I believe it is, large deductible. Do you have anything showing how many of the employees have went to that deductible?
The high deductible health plan, there are 5 employees, 2 with spouses, 1 employee child, and 1 family.
I'm talking about the individual employee, where the majority of the employees are on the 6,000 deductible.
The deductible is 1,500.
Correct. On the base plan, where the majority of the employees are,
there's no $6,000 deductible.
$6,500 out of the pocket.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There are, and you're wanting to know the number of employees that are on that plan?
That it affects.
There's 148 employee only, 16 employee spouse, 41 employee children, and 6 family.
So,
148.
My concern, what was brought to me, was that how many of the employees that are on where the max out of pocket is $6,500, how many of those do we show that affected?
Oh, okay. So the
I may have just heard from a couple that it did. See, I don't know.
So in other words, how many people met their out-of-pocket?
Uh-huh.
I don't have that number with me, but I can get that number for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's usually a pretty small number that hits, but certainly we can just get the actual and look at it then. Just from a side discussion too on the dental. Delta Dental has come back with a very competitive rate compared to your current program. They also now have a vision program that they've been running for about 3 years. We have several groups on it. It seems to do well, but they have a competitive offering on the dental and vision as well, and Delta is very, very good.
We were with them for years, were we not?
You were. And so there very well could be a look to make a change there. That's all in your packet, the quotes and everything that we have. And then on the life insurance coverage, MetLife has a slightly lower rate than Dearborn National. However, Dearborn, with the disability coverages, is very competitive and hard to match. And you guys have a fairly low participation rate. We only have like 46 on the long-term disability, 40 on the short-term. I may have those reversed out of your entire employee base. So the rate is very low and the participation is actually very low, and so it makes it hard to find competitive quotes with that. So my recommendation is probably just to stay with Dearborn for ease of billing and use. There's a slight decrease you could get in life, but it would come up to $100 a year or something. So I don't think it would be worth it. So I believe I have direction to go back on the health insurance.
Yes.
And take a look and see what we can do and come back here next week to make some decisions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Got 9:26 a.m. We'll be in recess. We'll recess upstairs. We're scheduled for a road and bridge roundtable discussion and executive session, legal and personnel. We'll be in recess.